is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily, and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. And we're live with the Divine Channel with, excuse me, I just lost my voice there, Diane Kuschenbach. Let's see if we've got her on the line. We're going to get her to reintroduce herself. I'm stalling because I'm scrolling through trying to find her. There we are. Diane, the Divine Channel, Diane Kuschenbach, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here. How are you doing, Nicole?
I'm doing well. Your line might be a little iffy. Let's get you to reintroduce yourself and your show, and we'll see how the audio is going.
Okay. I'm Diana Kuschenbach. I'm in a suburb of Chicago, Illinois, and the show Divine Channel, I let spirit come through. Anything that you would need to know about, you could ask questions about, regular reading type things about your own spiritual gifts. You can get a message from an ascended master. You know, the way that my gift works is I just allow spirit to come through. I don't try and edit so much, even though it's hard sometimes to just be yourself and just allow whatever it is to come through. But I would like to open it up to phone call today.
All right. We do have lots of callers. Your line is a little bit off, so I'm going to get you to redial back in just so that we've got a good connection. Better safe than sorry right off the bat. And so let's get you to redial in. Diane will be right back on the lines. In the meantime, we'll just play a dialing back in audio, not sure what, and we'll be live and opening those lines momentarily.
Yeah, man, we all love to hear the good news, so we all should rush to hear the good news. But we can just find the good news. NSTN, NSTN, news for the soul at the very best. NSTN, NSTN. News for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. Yeah, man, just log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Can you hear me? We are a life-changing talk radio. We give you good news to keep you on the go. And you can also share the good news, you know. And that's the way we keep in the flow. Wah!
All right, I think we've got her back on. Let's see how your audio is now, Diane.
Okay. I can go today. That's the only thing that's different. So I don't know if that's any better.
What was different?
Oh, just a little bit of static in the line. That's just what I'm noticing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's see how it goes. Before we open the lines, we've got lots of callers on hold waiting for their messages with you and to talk with you. Do you have, you know, it's been a pretty intense week on planet Earth and lots of duality and intensity going on out there. Do you have a message for the collective before we begin?
That this week should be spent with follow through. So if you started to get ideas and you put them on the shelf, they're going to need you to follow through. There's things that you energetically need to do to help the planet on your own, even though you don't always think you're a big part of it. Spirit's trying to push you along. They're trying to get you to do your part. So just follow through. You know, last time we were talking about how we need to be both in our spiritual world but yet act in our physical world. They need you to follow through. That feels like that's most of it. I do have a little bit more from Krishna. I'm going to allow through that dividing and conquering will not serve you well. We have been through all of this before, and everyone must allow themselves to be together. If you're going to stand for a cause, make sure you're standing with people. Don't stand alone. Stand together, preventing things like war. You know, it takes choices. It takes for those that are greedy to separate themselves from those that are pure. But we need to stand together. You're allowing a lot of the energy in your space to do whatever it wants to do. No one is putting it back the way that it should be. No one is standing up. Most of your internal struggles are not real. It's just the way the consciousness feels right now. And you're part of that consciousness, but you have to separate up to who you are as a soul. Remember your power and energy and know how to connect to others to create change in your world. This is all you really need to do, but we need you to follow through on all that is in your own destiny, your own blueprint. Who you are is there. Please allow yourself to be it. I thank you. I think that's all they have for right now.
Okay. Your line's still a little funny, but let's just hold a space that will ground and it'll come through. Let's go to the calls. First up, area code 847. You're live with Diane on News for the Soul. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Lori.
Hi, Lori. Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Lori. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was really me. Okay. So I'm calling from Crystal Lake.
Okay. Do you have a question today?
Yes, I was wondering. I've just like kind of, I'm new to this this new spiritual road, and I was wondering what my gifts are to offer to the world.
Okay, so Spirit just wants you to go inside your heart. And just sit in there like it's a room, like it's a beautiful palace that is all yours. And just sit in that room. Be present there. Connect with your highest source, God, Creator. And we just breathe in that place. And anyone listening should do this too. It feels great. It's connecting with who you are. And if you want to know what your gifts are, you have to put yourself out there sometimes. You'll know the obvious ones, but you won't know the ones in the other tones. So we're just going to sit and breathe in that place. And here's Jesus coming through, saying that you are a very old soul. You have had so many lifetimes here, this planet and others. You are light. You bring light where there's liability. So if there's a place that needs it, you bring it. Your light, I know that sounds very general, but it is a vast light. So you are able to do so many things. You can read energy. You can help people heal. You can also heal the planet. You're a very good person for grounding people. So if people are up in the clouds and they need a reality check, I feel like you're good at helping that. You know, we do need grounding here. We can't always be flying in the air, floating around. So grounding is like a really good thing. So, Lori, can you go in your third eye now in your forehead, and sit in that palace and tell me what comes to you? And when you feel that little bit of anxiety, breathe into it. It's just growth. And when we're in our third eye and we're sitting there, it's not always going to be about visual things that we see. Sometimes we may just see colors, ideas come to our mind, stories come to our mind. So the way that you receive information isn't always going to be, seeing like you see your surroundings now. There will be times where that happens, but you're probably getting some kind of vibration. You can feel it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I have it in my hands.
So what's your hands feel like?
Very tingly. I don't want to say heavy, but like that there's something in them. Like I'm holding something.
Okay, so does it feel like energy kind of radiating there, or you're actually holding something?
No, it's more like energy. Yeah.
Okay.
It's more like energy.
Can you take your hands and put them over your heart? And then tell me what happens then.
I just see like a burst of colors.
So this is where I feel your energy sending out all the different colors. There's a lot of beautiful, deep colors I see coming from you. Are you also seeing those?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful yellows and greens.
Yes.
Okay, but when you're doing that, I actually can feel what you do, what your soul does. People that have traumas, you would be really good with helping them. Have you already been doing that?
No, I have not.
I don't know. Sometimes we end up with friends and we don't realize how much we've helped them.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I
would say yes, yeah. From that perspective, you know, with other people in my life that I've connected with, yeah. They seem to, like, just... Like, there's people that I don't know very well, but they seem to be comfortable to, like, just tell me some things that have happened to them that they've maybe never shared with other people. From that perspective, I feel like I provide a safe haven for them to speak about it.
Do you have a connection with, your soul, your higher self? Have you been meditating and connecting with who you are?
I have been, yes, I've been trying to do that more and more on a regular basis.
So if you just sit in who you are right now and you allow yourself to send that out, anyone listening can feel that. Are you willing to try that?
Okay.
So you're just sitting inside who you are, it's easy to connect in your heart, connect with your purpose and who you are, and what is allowed to be sent out right now, allow it to be sent out. I think that puppy wants to help.
Mm-hmm. He's my little helper.
Just what your energy is doing, even though you don't probably totally know what you're doing, how it makes me feel, it makes me feel safe and grounded.
Okay.
So I think that's a really important gift to have. So if I were you, I would keep working on sitting maybe in your heart, in your third eye, because there's still information you have in there, but you'll probably get it through your meditation. And just
okay.
Be open that you're not going to know everything about what you do right now. It may take you a while
okay.
to actually see the depth of your gift. So I'm sure we will talk again, and those are really good healing dogs, too. know.
Okay, well, okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, Diana.
Thank you.
Perfect. All right. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. And we are here for you. 575, we're coming to you next. Area code 575. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
I wasn't thinking you were going to call on me. This is Rohana, and I haven't seen Diana for many years. I'm really happy to connect.
And where are you calling from, Rohana?
I now live in Mexico, yeah. I've been living here for a while. Yeah, that's why I don't come by.
Well, I understand. Yeah. You're somewhere beautiful.
Oh, I just miss you so much. Just hearing your voice and connecting, it just makes my heart feel so happy. I don't know. I just would like to know what's going on with me, like why I can't get started. I have a wonderful thing to offer that I put together for people. It's meridian healing and all kinds of different healings put together, all the best in relaxation. It's such a wonderful thing, and I can't seem to get it out. I can't seem to connect with technology, and I just wanted to connect with something, like some kind of perk to get me going.
Okay. All right. So you're just open to whatever spirit wants you to know or experience?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So for you, I need to go in your throat chakra. So in your throat, just sit in there and breathe. And then like how they were saying before, more like a beautiful talus. And just sitting in there, and let's see what comes to you.
I'm opening the doors. Open the doors. Speak out, trust myself, let love take over, not my own fears. Just get going. Just get cutting. I don't know why I keep just, there's something in me that wants me to play around.
Okay.
Maybe a laptop.
It's very hard to detect. They're showing me a false destiny. So there's something with a false destiny where you may think that something's going to happen, but it's not. So I want to focus you back in on that. It's in your throat as well. So just go in there and sit and breathe. And if you see it and it's not something you want to share here live, you don't have to. I just need you to say, I know what it is when you see it. You don't have to say it out loud.
I'm not getting anything.
Are you feeling heaviness in your chest?
I know, but I feel a little heavy in your chest now.
I can't hear.
Okay. Heaviness in your chest. Do you feel something there?
Oh, I'm very sad. Very
okay.
Sad.
So we're just going to breathe in. Let's just breathe into this and release.
Okay.
So you're right on that false truth right now that needs to be released. Can you see it?
I have a lot of self-blame. I'm down on myself.
But you have so much love to give, and we both know it.
Oh, yeah, I know that. And when I do, it's wonderful, you know, if I could just get myself out of the way.
If it takes a long time, it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's just taken so long.
There's a lot of static on the line today, but...
Rohan, are you able to hear me still or no?
Yeah, I can. I feel like I might be causing the static.
It's possible, but you know what? I don't think it's anything you can stop. It's okay. It's just energy that needs to be released. You're like this very powerful little lady, and you try and hold it all in, you know? And I think if you could just allow the energy to go, like even now talking about, you've got this wonderful healing system or information that you want to get out, but it's just, you know, you're having some technical issues, but sometimes we even create our own, you know, so you have to say, okay, what is it I'm afraid of? And is it really something that I need to be afraid of it? And if you don't, then, you know, try and just do part of it. Nobody's making you do it all at once. So,
yeah. Okay.
I don't know. They want you to hang in there, and they really want you to hang in there and just wait until it feels right to you. And there's nothing wrong with it taking more time. There's nothing wrong with it taking more time. I think maybe that might be the false truth, like you have to get it out now.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Okay, yes, that I feel like I'm too slow and it should be out and what's wrong with me. Yeah.
Right.
Every time I go to do it,
I
end up not doing
it.
So there is an energy that's around you, but it might just be connected to the land that you're on.
If I'm allowed to balance it or release it, is that okay with you? I could do that now or just real quick.
Yeah. Yes, please. Thank you.
I don't know if you'll be able to feel it. I can feel it's like the back of the, like on your back in the middle. There's just a heaviness like on your shoulders. And we're just letting the burden go, giving it up to God.
Yeah, okay.
And hopefully you're going to keep in touch because they're already asking me. It's like just give her blessings and take another call. That's all I got to say.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you.
Really good to hear from you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, the only line that's got static, you're coming in and out, Diane. I don't know if there's any grounding or anything we can get the channeled guys to work on there, but we're coming in and out. We can hear pretty much everything, but it's only on your line, just to be clear. We can hear the callers just fine. Lost track of where I was. Let's go to next line, 708. 708, you're live with Diane. What's your first name and where are you calling? Yoo-hoo, 708. Okay, 708 is listening. Let's go to the next line. Let's go to 909. 909, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Rhonda from Los Angeles.
Rhonda from Los Angeles. Welcome. You're on with Diane.
Oh, hi,
Rhonda.
You can hear me?
Yes,
I really wanted to know what steps I can do to move forward in my life.
Okay. So like the last person, the very first thing I'm getting is there's some kind of a truth that needs to, like it's false and it needs to be released. Maybe it's just an idea of how we think it's supposed to be. Do you have any idea what that might be?
Can you say it again? You were kind of muffled.
Releasing a false truth, just like the caller before you. So is there maybe something that's not exactly the way you're seeing it? Like you think you have to do this certain thing or you can't do this, but the truth is you can, you know?
You know,
I don't know.
Spirit is just saying that a lot of the stuff that we go through.
It's such a bad connection.
So experiencing that a lot of the stuff that we're going through is confusing. And
I think I'm going to try and ground this energy, or if Nicole can, I can't call back right now, right?
That's
I would lose
better
this
right
caller.
Now. That's better right now.
It is? Okay. Okay. So we'll keep going here. Spirit needs you to trust spirit. You know, like it's, you have God, and these mm-hmm. things that are going on, we get all stuck in our own stuff. And instead mm-hmm. of maybe grounding and leaning in, we're just holding ourselves back just because we're kind of confused in our own energy. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's what they're saying you have going on. But you're not really stuck. It's like an idea that you're stuck, that you're not.
So really just get out there and
can
do
it. Can I do a quick blessing on you?
Yes, please.
So can you hear me now?
Okay. So my
blessing for you.
Yes.
You know, the God level, Jesus is coming through right now. So if you could just close your eyes and breathe, if you're in a place you can do that. Allow yourself to feel all the love around you, your angels, your guides, all of your mentors, both in spirit and in physical. Feel the support that you have. Feel the love that you have. Feel the warmth of a hug from a higher creative source. God, creator, and just feel that hug. And just breathing into that love is enough to pick up anybody. And just be there. Be present.
Okay.
We want you to sense that light and that love that's just above your head and connect with that. Just connect with that. That's you. That's your light connected to God's light. And just let things open up like this. You'll never miss anything. You know, people are always going to get through to you if you have this open. But you have to trust them. You have to believe that if these ideas that come in don't really resonate with you, there must be some really important reason why Spirit wants you to do something. They love you so much. They send blessings to your home, your family, all of your loved ones, your neighbors, your city, and beyond. And they love you so much. Can you feel that?
Yes.
How do you sense it? If you're trying to describe to other people what you feel right now.
I just feel an overwhelming sense of love or more connectedness.
Do you feel stuck right now?
Do I feel stuck?
Would you feel stuck when you're in this energy?
No.
But you can have this whenever you want it, not just when you call in. You can always have this, and you know that in your heart.
Yes, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like Spirit is giving hugs to everyone today. I mean, plenty of people call them to get big hugs from Spirit, so it's exciting.
Thank you so much.
So, you know what? Well, thank you for calling. And I'm sending you a hug, too. And have a really
you.
Good evening or wherever you're at. All right.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye. All right. Keep in touch. Take care. Let's try. Where are we going? 847. Going to 847 next. 847, you're up live with Diane on News for the Soul. What's your first name and where are you calling in from? 847. Okay. 847 is asleep. Let's go to 708. 708, you're live with Diane. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Oh, I think that's the one we went to before that was on mute. Next caller, you're showing up as all ones. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Pamela. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Pamela. You're on with Daya.
Hi. I have two questions. Hi. I spoke with you, I believe, a couple of weeks ago. I have two questions. I've been doing a lot of meditation because I'm trying to really open my third eye. I do have, I guess, like I get feelings in my solar plex. So what I do with that is if I have, like, nervous energy, what I'll do is say a person's name. If it intensifies, then I try to call a person to make sure that they're okay. So that's what I've been really working on. And then I noticed that, like, my left hip has been having pain in it for a couple of days. So that's where I am. So I just need you to guide me.
Okay. So do you feel energy usually? Like you just sense vibrations very clearly?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a signal when energy is not yours? So if you're feeling something that feels kind of scary, can you tell that it's not yours?
Yeah, because it feels heavy to me.
Okay. Just the way I do it doesn't mean it would work for you. My feet will buzz or vibrate, and that means energy is not mine. So when I'm feeling the left hip pain that you're talking about, it feels like it's somebody else's pain. And then when I feel somebody else's pain, I always ask source, I say, do I need to feel this? So if you're feeling a left hip pain, you ask God or source, hey, do I need to feel this? I mean, I'm getting a very clear yes that, you know, it's a line that you feel it. I said, is there anything she needs to do about it right now? They said they want me to show you how to find out who it is. You know, when you're allowed to, sometimes you got to wait a little while before you find out. But this one, we can breathe into the hip and see what it is.
Okay.
So all you do is you just connect with where you feel it. And you breathe in.
Okay.
And this will also help you open the third eye. They're doing multiple things for you right now. So just doing the exercise allows for any blocks to be released. And it also is going to give you more information on maybe how your gift works, okay?
Okay.
So we just feel the left hip pain and we breathe into it. That means we bring it closer. We don't repel it. We just allow. So have you been hearing a voice or something like that you don't know what it is?
I believe, I think I know whose energy it is.
Did you say you know whose energy it is or you don't?
I do. It's my mother's.
Okay. So, I mean, you're actively sending healing most likely, or you're connecting to know if she needs something. You know, you've got that connection with her and it's there. If it's too much, you can ask spirit to make it a little bit less. Sometimes you get it a little bit less and sometimes you don't, but it's worth trying to ask. You know, and I always ask spirit, can I have the easy way? You know, if I really feel something and it's annoying me, making my day crazy, you know, I said, you know, if I earn the easier way. And sometimes they say, yes, you can earn the easier way. And then all of a sudden, I don't have to deal with whatever that was again. You know, like moving up another vibration, just not having to connect that way to read energy anymore.
Okay.
And then the opening of the third eye. So opening of your third eye is going to happen when you're in your solar plexus.
Okay.
That's the place they want you to start. So if you can just visualize, go inside. So it's the yellow one right above the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
And just sit in there. Sit in your yellow palace.
And you can sense energy running. You may see it. I'm not sure how you're getting it, but just let it move through.
Okay.
So that spot you're on right there where you can feel a little bit in your throat, that's the block. And I don't even know if I would call it necessarily a block. It's where growth needs to happen to make it clearer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel the throat, go inside of there and just breathe. Mm-hmm. And some ideas, or you may see something, just see what's in there.
It feels like it's a little tense, a little tight. I think sometimes I hold back instead of being as, you know, sometimes I think it's better to say less.
And you feel the place that feels like anxiety right now, or like a high energy intense?
Well, I felt...
When you feel it, I need you to go that direction.
Okay, so that will be like the left part of, you know, I guess like the top of my head. I felt like a lot of tingling there.
Do you feel anything that feels like anxiousness or too much energy running through? Anything like that?
No.
You're right. You just walked past it. So we're going to move it back up again so you can see it. Okay, that's the spot. So just be there until some idea comes in your head.
Okay, say that again, please.
So if you can sense the place that feels uncomfortable right now,
mm-hmm.
I need you to go towards anything uncomfortable. Because now I can see you're kind of tricky. I'm trying to help guide you walk a straight line, and you're going all around because I think some part of you doesn't know if you're ready yet. But I know consciously you feel ready, right?
Mm-hmm. I do. Okay. So it seems to be like on my, it's everything's on my left side by my wingspan. It's a little tight but tingly at the same time.
So have you ever, I know this is kind of a little strange, but have you ever heard that maybe spirits might hang around with somebody and the person might think they're spirit guides or something like that? Do you think
mm-hmm.
that's possible?
I think it's possible, yes.
So we need a set of guides that are going to take us to the next level. And the next level, you know what, maybe you promised somebody in a past life, would you please guide me in this? And they show up in this one, but, you know, times are different and you need, you know, an updated guide. So if a person has one guide that isn't
mm-hmm.
supposed to be there, it can drop the turning energies. So you won't be able to tell if it's light or in between or lower. It'll make it very difficult for discernment. So what we're suggesting is if you feel like this is right for you, connecting with the highest place and saying, if I have a guide that isn't necessarily going to help me get to my next level, can I have them switched out or, you know, upgrade my guidance? Are you okay with that?
Yes.
So you may feel energy because it's part of what you're feeling right now. So if it moves around a little bit, it's just energy being rearranged.
Okay.
Just breathing into your heart and breathing into your heart and feeling all the love of the universe. Your past, feeling how beautiful your past is. And allowing any energy that's holding you back from going forward to move on to wherever it goes, back to where it came from, or to help someone else, and just allowing that energy. We thank that energy for being here, if they were helping you get through so far, and just allowing it to release.
Okay.
Do you feel your crown opening a little bit?
It is tingling unbelievably to me. It's amazing.
So just kind of ride that wave and see where it takes you.
Okay, so I keep feeling a little bit of another thing to fine-tune, and I think we have time to spirit saying we can do it. Can you go on your root chakra to where you sit? And there's a fear-based belief there that it needs to be released so you can connect with it.
Okay.
It's like getting a tune-up, isn't it?
Yes. It's great, though.
Okay, so just be really brave and keep walking forward. In one of the earlier shows, I talked about destiny, and spirit will put us in front of our destiny, but it's not something that's guaranteed. You have to really want it.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past few weeks, I've even seen more levels of it, so it's a very complicated thing. It involves God testing us, too, so... You know, are we really ready to go through to that next place?
Mm-hmm.
I had been tested quite a bit over the last few weeks, just opening up a lot because I think a lot of people are. But I asked God, I said, why do you have tests? What is the purpose of these tests? They have to push through to get to your destiny. And, I mean, I wasn't calm like I am now, you know, when I had the conversation. But now I've had some time to just chill about it. But, God is testing me so that I have complete control over my energy and powers. That's what I was mm-hmm. told. It's the reason for the test. So by the time you get through, you're ready, you know, and then you just constantly have those tests.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I think we're almost done. I still feel a little bit around the back of your throat. Just a couple of people said, forgive. Have you done that work where you go and you may have to just do it again for a couple of people? They keep popping up, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So just because a spirit said this is something that I could do with you, if you go in your throat right now
mm-hmm.
and you just let God, just see what words Spirit wants you to say for whoever's listening.
Just let the power come through and connect, and I will decide something to speak.
So are you, like, seeing something instead of getting words?
The words are love, compassion, faith, bravery, understanding.
Is there a little...
patience. Trust.
Okay, so we're going to try asking you a question. You have everything open. We want to ask you a question to ask your higher guidance.
So you can also practice letting that happen. Ask them if people should be afraid about the things going... Like, ask if people that are listening should be afraid.
Okay.
See what comes through.
The answer is no.
Do they tell you why not, or do you get a feeling?
Because there's breakthroughs happening, more connectedness.
Do you feel the energy running through like your heart chakra?
I do. I feel it in my my throat. It feels as if, I don't know, like my nasal passage has opened. And my forehead, I get like the crown chakra is, it's like so much oscillating energy. It's almost pulsating to the point it's pulsating. But it just seems like my nasal passage is very open, like my sense of smell is heightened.
What's really neat about this is when you do it for service, that's when it opens up. So when we ask a question for you to tell other people, you're putting yourself out there and you're being brave and you're trusting and having faith. And then that opens you up to even receive more, you know, the more you do it. So, you know, if you get uplifting messages for your friends, you know, make sure you tell them, you know, make sure they can get to feel it too, because your words are energy, and that energy is connecting up higher than you. So you're going to bring healing to whoever you talk to. And I really thank you for your question. It was so nice to work with you today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for calling. Let's see where we're going next here. 604. That's my neck of the woods. 604. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Gurjeet, and I'm calling in from Surrey in British Columbia.
Hi, Gurjeet. And I'm Diane.
Just repeat yourself.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I do. I would like you to check and see, like, I all the time, you know, feel this heaviness in my head, and my jaws are so tight, and I don't know what's happening with that.
Okay, so it's in your head, you said? Like, up on your, like, which part of your head?
Like, the forehead. The forehead is so tight.
Okay, and do you think it's a spiritual thing? Is it something you've been experiencing for a while?
Yes, I think so very strongly. I've been experiencing this for quite a while. It comes and goes, and sometimes it's so intense. Like, it's like I just, you know, try to physically go to my forehead and do something, but it's very strong.
Okay, are you in a place where you can sit down and close your eyes?
Yes, I can sit down and close my eyes.
Okay, so it's going to sound a little strange, but they need you to go in your sacral chakra, even though, you know, your forehead hurts, because this is where they want us to start. So do you know chakras?
Yes, I do know the chakra system. You're just breaking up occasionally. Like, I'm getting part of what you're saying.
Okay, and I'll keep repeating. I don't know what's going on today. Lots of energy, I guess. So going in your sacral, just sit there and breathe. So in that area is where your power is. You know, it's in that vicinity. So your spiritual power. And I feel that you have a little bit of a leak there. So we're going to have to... I don't know, I'm going to ask the guys what to do about it. I feel it. Were you aware that you had energy? Like, have you been tired? Or what are you fearful?
Yes, I do know that there's a leak somewhere, because I do feel drained out and my body feels so heavy. Like, there's a weight on it, and it's like sometimes I find it hard to move.
Do you already know which past life you had right before this one? Have you already learned that?
I don't know that. I know nothing about that.
Okay. So there's just something that happened in the past that you brought into this lifetime. You're not going to show me what that is in front of other people, and it's not necessary. So we can go into your sacral, and we can go in and just breathe there. Let's just breathe and see where it takes us. Okay, so if there's energies there that I don't even need to really label, they're just not beneficial energies, and those are being released at this time. Wherever you're living is also being cleansed at this time. There's some energies interfering with your connections. Do you ever notice them interfering with your connection?
I notice that, you know, sometimes I'm really good and I go and sit in a particular spot, and then it's like all my energy has just left me.
Can you do what you do on Easter meditation?
Please repeat yourself.
So when you're meditating, however you start out, can you do that now?
Yes, I can do that now.
Okay. They want you to say, I am powerful and I am protected by God.
I'm powerful and I'm protected by God.
You are not allowed to be here or near my energy ever again.
You're not allowed to be here or near my energy ever again.
I'm calling in the highest light of the universe.
I'm calling in the highest light.
So you bring in the highest light of the universe and allowing all energies, past, present, future, other parallel, others that are interfering with you, you're allowing them to release. And you don't have to repeat all that, but just say okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So you can sort of feel the energy is starting to heal in that place. This isn't going to be an instant fix. It may take a couple weeks before everything is restructured. But now they want you to just go inside your heart until you can feel your third eye and that tenseness up there. You just go and sit inside your heart.
My attention is on my heart.
You were very connected. You know, I could feel that the first time you come on the phone. Just a beautiful presence. So soft. Your soul is just so very soft and soothing. It would feel good just to be around you. So I imagine a lot of people like to do that. Okay, so you're in your third eye now. Is it opening or do you feel it still being tight?
I feel some sort of a lightness, some sort of a release, but not a total release. Like I would say maybe almost like 30-40% lighter.
Okay. So yourself will have to work. You have some kind of fear that's popping up a little bit. It might be now. It may not be time to open it completely. But I do feel like if you worked your root chakra and when you meditate, asking you're doing anything that still needs work or to be released, and then that's going to allow you to move beyond where you're at. Everything that you're in is, like, really good progress. You know, it's just some of these higher levels, you have to spend more time fine-tuning so that you can hear clearly and you can bring in even more energy. So I am so happy that you called. I just running out of time already. I hope that you check back and let us know how you're doing with your meditation and getting through.
Thank you so much. And anything, just the last tip that you want me to keep working on, what should I do?
When you meditate, you can just ask a source, God, energy, to tell you what it is that fears or anything like that that are holding you back. And when you sit in meditation, it will come up. Spirit will give you an idea how to restructure it or look at it a different way. And then you'll be able to move through to your higher level.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. It was good talking to you, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you once again.
Thanks for keep in touch and hanging there. We're here for you. Wow. Energy coming through on the line today. So we got through it, and we're now at the point of wrap-up and shameless self-promotion. Dan, what have you got for us?
Diana Cushenbach.com if you want to make an appointment or to read further, maybe see the kind of classes we'll have in the future. And I thank all of you for listening. It means so much from the bottom of my heart. My guides are thankful. And, Nicole, thank you so much for being so wonderful to us.
Oh. Well, right back at you. It's a pleasure to be here. And in a week's time, we'll do it again. Apologies to all the bazillion callers that we didn't get to call in earlier. We'll do our best to get to as many of you as we can. In the meantime, Diane is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.